Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. We're holding Chav Beis Amid Beis. Two lines from the bottom. The Yom HaTorah Rabbanan says in the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha v'nasati yishmeichem v'itam. If Klal Yisrael will do what they're supposed to, they do the mitzvahs and mas and toivim, then the Gisham will come in their proper time. And initially, the Gemara, the Braise, darshens this Pasuk, not so much in terms of time, but in terms of the quality of the rain. The rain is going to be loy shikoyra, not torrential rains that are going to cause the ground to be shikr, to be drunk, v'loy tzemeya, and not insufficient rains, so that the ground is going to be, some is going to be thirsty. Elevenus, a normal amount of rain. She calls mansha gishomim merubin. If there's too much rain, metatishin esaret, it causes the ground to be muddy, v'ne mitzia peiros, and therefore it won't be conducive to produce proper peiros. Dovarach and nochavshat. V'nasat gishmechem be'itam in its proper time. When is this proper time? Believe the Rabbis, believe the Shabbos is on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights. Why those two nights a week? Because those two nights people typically do not travel, they do not walk around. Why don't they walk around Friday nights after people return home from shul? Then they typically stay home. Similarly, Tuesday nights people stay home, explains Rashi, because there was a shindalit, a female shindalit by the name of Ogras Bas Machlas, that was in charge on Tuesday evenings, and people were afraid of this evil demon, of this Igris Bas Machlas, and they stayed home. So since people were not traveling those two nights of the week, those were the best nights possible for rainfall. But you shouldn't think, only two nights a week, there's probably not going to be enough rain for the year. No, no, no. She came to Rimei Shimon ben Shetach. She ordered lehem kshamim b'leiv revio is b'leiv shabbos. It's the only time that the rain rained was on those two nights a week. But nevertheless, achenasu chitim kikloyos. The rain was so bountiful and was so qualitatively good and nourishing that all of the ears of wheat grain were as large as cloyus, as kidneys. Usa'oidim, and the ears of barley were kekar'ine zesim, were as large as aleph pits. The adashim and little lentils were as large as kidinrei zov, like large matbeois. V'tzorim mehem dugma l'doiris, and therefore they put away a bunch of them as a dugma, as a sample for future generations. No idea to be able to go and show everybody kama chet goyrim, what the unfortunate bad side of chait, if a person sins, then unfortunately the brach is not there. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Amrei Seichem Hitu Eile V'Chatoi Seichem Monu Hatoiv Mikem. It's because of your sins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has refrained from showering upon you all of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could shower upon you. And so therefore, that's the reason why don't sin, and you'll be zochem yet Hashem to that great bounty of chitim kekloyos, like the Gemara just said. V'chei Matzino, we find similarly, b'mei Herodus, in the times of Herod. Now, Herod is known typically as a bad guy. However, there was one good feature about him, that you see the Rashi, the first of the narrow lines, Herodus, sosar binyan di Ezra ubana binyan yof mimenu, the Baba Basra. Actually, we'll get to Baba Basra soon, and Daftalid will see that Ezra's Beis HaMikdash was ultimately destroyed and rebuilt by Herodus. Even though we talk about the second Beis HaMikdash, it's really Ezra's Beis HaMikdash together, Herodus' Beis HaMikdash, that the two together lasted for 420 years. But bottom line is that Beis HaMikdash was much better and much nicer. And when did they do the work? Zokta Yomara. In the times of Herodus, Yoiskim Abinyan Beis HaMikdash, they were busy building. For Yordan Kishamim Balayla, and it would rain at night, and the Mocha the next day, Noshva Haruach, the winds would come and blow, Vinispazru Ha'ovim, and the clouds would disperse, Vizorcha Achamo, and then the sun would shine once again. So at night, it was raining, but during the day, it was beautiful. And the people came out to do their malacha, and they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guiding this holy work of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, in the sense that they never had to go and delay because of rain during the day. It always rained at night, so they worked during the day. Baruch Hashem, the sun came out and the clouds were dispersed, so it was a nice, friendly, fresh day for doing work. And only at night did it rain. So we see the same type of thing of Nesati Gishmeichem Be'itam, because Baruch Hu gives the rain at the proper time.
Where do we learn that on Tuesday nights we were afraid of the
That we have to get to more in Pesachim. See, the Kofi Beis, the third line. Do you have that? And Rashi, Pesachim, the Kofi Beis. He brings Ogres Machlos. You see this?
I got it. Thank you.
No problem.
What was the hour that we can't say Kiddush on Friday night?
That's those people that are Makbid. It's on at 6 o'clock in the evening, from 6 to 7. That is not because of an evil demon, but that's because of one of the constellations. One of the constellations is called Ma'adim, and Ma'adim is from Russian of Oidim, or red, Mars, and therefore they say that that is related to, the Gemara says it's related to bloodshed. If the person is a bad guy, he'll be a Ritzeach. If the person is born in the Mazel Ma'adim, he'll be a Ritzeach. If he's a good guy, he'll be a Moil or a Shoichet. So she didn't mind Shabbos. A surgeon? Well, good. I don't remember that it says that, but that sounds like it. So now the Gemara quoted briefly from the Mishnah about Chayne Magal. Everybody knows the story about Chayne Magal, that he stood inside a circle and he did Mespalel. And now the Gemara brings the same story once again, but in much greater detail.
You wouldn't say that he argued with Hashem, but he demanded from Hashem. He said, you know, he said amounts that he needed, but he wasn't angry, or he wasn't...
Everything that you're saying is correct, and you're stealing my lines, because that's what's gonna, we're going to learn about in a moment. Shkoyach. Tanaban. Shtein the brayis of Pamachas, Yotu Roiv Adar. Roiv of Adar had already passed for the Yorduk Sham. Can you imagine? Cheshvin, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, Ayyayoy, and people were concerned. Adar Chaim, Adar Chaser Sholem Nishke Chaim, because there's no rain. So they said, okay, we're desperate, we have to come on Chayne Magal. And they asked him, please, Hispalel V'yerduk Sham, please go and daven so it should start raining. Hispalel, so Chayne Magal tried, he was Mispalel V'yerduk Sham, so Nishke Gangen, it didn't rain. So therefore he said, Og Uga, I'm going to make a circle. Og Uga over here doesn't mean to go and bake cookies or cake, but rather he made a circle on the ground, and he stood inside the circle. Rashi says the word uga is related to the word eagle. Eagle meaning something which is agul, which is round. Good. So he's standing there in the circle. Same thing we find in Tanakh. Habakkuk said, "Al mishmarti e'amoida, I'm going to stand here on my mishmar, v'esyatzva al motzer, and I'm not going to move until the Kodesh Baruch Hu will go and listen to our tefillas." And just like he stood there in his circle, it wasn't so much a circle. Rashi says that it was k'min beiso asurim osav yoshev. He made for himself like a jail, and he sat inside the jail and says, I'm not moving until you listen to our tefillas. So now we're returning to Chayne Magal. And Chayne Magal is saying, your children, meaning Klal Yisrael, has looked towards me. After all, they sent messengers to me that I should be mispal. Why? Because I happen to be like one of the members of the household, that I can come and go as I please. Nishba ani b'shimcha gadol, I make a shvua, a vow. She'eini zoz mikan, I'm not going to budge, I'm not moving. Ad shetarachem al b'necha, until you go and have rachmonis on your children. Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah, hischilu gishamim minatfim. So then it started what we would say to drizzle. The word notif means like drops and drips, a little bit here, a little bit there. Nothing spectacular. Amalei Talmidim, said the Talmidim, said now to Chayne Magal, Rebbe, ru'enucha v'loy nomus, we see you and we're afraid, chas v'shalom, of possibly passing away. Why are they afraid of possibly passing away? Kimdumim onu, we are concerned, it appears to us, she'en k'sham yordim elahatish v'asach. You know why Kodesh Baruch Hu is raining down upon us with this drizzle? Just to go and satisfy your oath. Since you made an oath that you're not going to budge from that circle until Kodesh Baruch Hu lets it rain. So he gave a yoitzitz on a little bit rain here, a little bit rain over there, a missile, but that's it.
To pacify you.
Good. Omar is now the fun of, I think. No, the Bach adds a word. Omar, the fun of, so the Chayne Magal said now before Kodesh Baruch Hu, Loikach Sha'alti, that's not what I asked for. I didn't want a little drizzle, little drops and drips. I want to have enough water that is going to fill up all the water holes, because after all, people need water. Yordu Mizaf, as a result, it started a torrential rains, hurricane rains were coming down. until each drop that was falling was so large that it could fill up the opening of a barrel. And the chum were mishayer, the minimum size of a tipa was the size of a loig. Now, if you're wondering how large a loig contains 6 bayim, 6 eggs. So this was like the size of a half of a dozen eggs. Ah, a very large quantity. We're talking about one raindrop was as large as 6 eggs. Amalei Talmidim says, Talmidim said again, Rebbe Renicha v'loy nomus, we see you, and Chas v'Shalom, we're worried, Cholila, we shouldn't pass away. Kimdum Anu, it appears to us, She'in Gisham Yordan El Abed Oilam, and Kodesh Baruch Hu now is doing the reverse, Mikotze El HaKotze. He's bringing down so much rain that Chas v'Shalom, the whole world might get destroyed. Amalei Fanav, Loikach She'alti, said, now, this is not the way I requested. I asked for Gishmei Rotzin Barucha Unadova, nice rains, the type of rains which are healthy and fine and nutritious and good, not a drizzle and not torrential rains. Yordikitikana, now they came down the way they're supposed to. But Baruch Hashem, it rained sufficiently that it kept on adding and adding and adding until everybody went for higher ground so that they shouldn't be flooded. Everybody went up to the Har Habayis because that's on the Har Habayis. It's a higher ground than the rest of Yerushalayim. Omru le'Rebbe kishem shespalalta sheyerdu kach ispalal v'yeruchalahem. We ask you now for a favor. Just like you did a great job, obviously, in being mispalal that the rain should come, be mispalal now that the rain should leave. In other words, it should stop. I have a Kabbalah she'im mispal al roiva toiva, that you're not mispal on too much good. You only mispal chas v'shalom when things are bad. When things are too good, you're not mispal. But nevertheless, afal pikein heviu li par hoido, I want you to go and bring me a par that we're going to bring as a korban. And Rashi immediately points out that Choni lived in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Since he lived in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, we can go and bring a korban. Don't just bring any small little car, bring a par. Par hoidoa. Holy cow! A real big ox.
I'm going to bring it. Rashi's a stomach. Why isn't it a toda? Shouldn't it be a toda?
That's why he did it that way. I don't know. Rashi said.
He had the lachem was too wet to be.
Have you shown Rashi says so, the
he had to do it on the spot.
What happened? Was this?
Sodo salav, asalo, smicha.
You took out two separate toda. I know. The first one. Is the Rosh Chodesh or the one in the corner?
The blue one's the Hanukkah. The blue velvet is the Hanukkah,
and the red is Rosh Chodesh. So Hivu Leparida. Now Arashi says over here Lihisvadis Olav, which is a little bit of a strange term. We're not talking about vidui. This is not for a chait. In fact, others say that it's a mistake, and the Rashi should say Lachoidis Olav to go and be moide to the Bnei Shalom and thank him. But also Leismicha, Idismicha, Vivi Shalom. Now, even though it's a Shlomo, Shlomo could be Shalmei Toida, but of course, you're right, the Chayit should say a Toida. Why is it Shlomo?
Did you make Smicha on the Toida?
I assume so, but I can't tell you for sure. Okay. Anyway, how does Rashi know they did a smicha? Continue on the Gemara. Viloi parayit on samachdei olalal. He patakei did a smicha with both hands. Miyomu levan reboini shuloylam. Amchi yisosho yitzis from Mitzrayim. Einan yecholim leibrei toiv leibrei peronis. They are, if you will, just regular people. They cannot take too much good. They cannot take too much bad. Please, Kodesh Baruch Hu, do what you can to make things normal life. If Chas V'Shalom, you're koyis, if you get angry at them, they cannot exist. And that's why we didn't have rain for the last few months. If you give them too much, and if that everything should now clear up and should be revach v'atzola yam la'yehudim mimokam acher, everywhere. Miyad noshva ruach, when it's oven as a result of this new tefillah, then the winds blew and they dispersed all of the clouds. The zorcha chama baruch Hashem, the sun came out. The otzer om lesode veviu lehem kmeinu pitchius. They went into the fields for the first time. They came all the way down from Har Habayis. They come now into their fields and they find that the kmeinu pitchius, which means mushrooms, are already available to eat. What's the reason? Why says Rashi? Because Kamei Mepitrios, they grow from the Leluach Lich luach hagshamim, they grow from the moisture of the rain. And as we remember from the Sechlis Brachos, what bracha do you make on kamein v'pitchiyot? And not a boyer pri ha'adama. Why? Because they don't, even though they grow on top of the ground, it's from the avir, it's not from, they don't have roots. If you ever took a mushroom which was attached to the ground, you'll see that there are no roots. It's just standing on the ground. It's the platform where it grows. But it doesn't have really nourishment from the ground, and therefore you didn't have to wait until any of the seeds went and sprouted and grew. Yet they already had mushrooms. That's the end of the first part of the story about Choni HaMa'agov's miraculous powers of tefillah. Sholach Loishim Min Shatach Imoli Choni At, if it wasn't that you are the great Choni, Rashi says V'odam Godol, you're a Godol, if it wasn't for that, because Rani Alecha Nidoi, I would go and say you should be excommunicated. Why? Shilushonim kishne Eliyo, shemafteches kisham biyodu shel Eliyo, as we know that Eliyo and Novi had on the kisham, and you're going to remind us, Brother Shai.
Normally you say that three things were not given to Adam. So, and
what are the three? What are the three?
Kishamim,
Kishamim, and childbirth.
Exactly.
So we see, but you know, they didn't have, so we said we don't give all the time, but in specific instances we can give over.
On a temporary basis, not on a permanent basis, exactly. That's what Rashi said. That's what Tosis said. And Rashi said a different pshat, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give all three to one individual. He gives one or two, but not all three. Anyway, beginning back to
rain, yes. Childbirth,
and resurrection.
And resurrection. Chiyas HaMaisim.
Right, so all three.
Kadosh Baruch Hu does himself. He doesn't give this.
Oh, he doesn't to give it to a shaliach.
He doesn't give it to a shaliach. Exactly. This is more, you remember that Beis Amid Aleph, all the way in the bottom of Beis, all the way in the top of Beis Amid Beis. Anyway, getting back to Agmar, she was shown kishnei Eliyahu shemafteches kishem biyodu shaliyahu lo nimtza shem shamayim mischal al yotcha. If you would be living in the times of Eliyahu Hanavi, then there would be a chil Hashem. Why would there be a chil Hashem? So Rashi explains, because by Eliyahu it says in the pasuk Nishba Chai, take out the word Nishba Chai Hashem em yia hashanam wa eile tal umater ki im lefi dvari. You have this pasuk quoted on Gimel Amud Aleph where Eliyahu Hanavi made a shvua v'yoyim Eliyahu hatishvi mitoshvi gilad el achav. This is on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Of course, it's a pasuk in Malachim. Chai Hashem Malkei Yisrael. The word Chai Hashem is the lashon of Shvur. Asher amadti lefanav, that I'm standing before Him. It's not going to rain. It's not going to rain. Period. And in fact, it didn't rain for at least 3 years. And the pasuk says afterwards, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent it back to Achav that he should start raining again. But the point is that Eliyahu HaNavi made a shvur that it should not rain. Here, on the other hand, Choni HaMa'agov made a shvur that it has to rain, otherwise he's standing in that eagle, he's never going to move out of the eagle. We also used the expression before, that he was Nishba. Nishba ani b'shimcha agolu she'eni zoz mikana chitrach mal banecha.
Why should it be impress Hashem that he's not going to step out of circles? So don't step out of it.
It's what we call Akasha Famasa. It's a question on a story. I wasn't there at the time. We couldn't ask Choni, we couldn't ask the Boinish Loyal. Ifrei good.
They said he was a bad bias, and he listens to what.
So you have your answer, Aleidi.
He said, and so he said, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm your bad bias, you know, like Hanaleas tells you something, you're going to do it. Or?
Exactly. And especially if Yisrael Naftali Lev.
Right, exactly.
He's going to ask you, you're going to do whatever you can. So getting back to Agimar, the Gemara is saying is now we have two competing shvuos. Were Choni HaMa'agov to have lived in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi made a shvua that it's not going to rain. Choni HaMa'agov made a shvua, it better rain, otherwise I'm not moving out of this circle. And obviously this was important to Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Brother Shai just explained. It was a ben bayis, and the father wants to do whatever he can for the children of the household.
Not only it should rain, but the quality of rain.
The quality of rain. So, Maman of Shach, what's going to happen? If it's going to go and rain, like Choni asked for, then that'll be a bittul of the shvua of Eliyahu HaNavi. If it's not going to rain, then that's going to be a bittul of the shvua of Choni HaMa'agov. So therefore, there's a tension over here. And that's what the Gemara is telling us is.
How could it be a tension? Choni HaMa'agov never makes such a shvua if Eliyahu HaNavi was around and said it shouldn't rain.
In the eyes of Hashem, there's you know, time is fluid. It's compressed.
Exactly.
You could have.
The Gemara doesn't say he actually did. She'ilu.
The whole problem was that the Bnei Yisrael were not behaving. That's why Eliyahu took away all the rain.
Right.
And the time of Choni, clearly they were behaving. Otherwise, Choni wouldn't have davened for them. Uh-huh. So the Messias are different.
Well, obviously there was something going wrong because they didn't have the rain. It must have been something.
But it wasn't so bad because otherwise he wouldn't have davened for them.
But he was still. But he was like Rebbe Yitzchak.
Anyway, all of these are great questions. Beginning back to the Gemara is saying that theoretically, hypothetically, if Eliyahu Novi and Chonya Magda lived in the same time, and each one made a shvua like they made, then the Shem Shemayim would be chala, because one of the shvuas would have fallen away, in the sense that somebody would have had to violate the shvua, because Baruch Hu would have created a violation of the shvua, and so therefore, Baruch Hashem, Av Ma Eslecha, says now Shimon ben Shetach to Chonya Hamagda. What can I do to you? I would like to put you in chayim, but I can't. Shat meschate lefnei hamakom. You can go. Rashi says the word meschate is a lashon chayt, which means you can sin a little bit in the household before Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it makes no difference. Just like a child. A child went and the father said, "Don't play with that glass; it's going to break." No, I'll be fine. Don't play with the glass. Guess what? The glass falls on the floor and it breaks, and the father's angry. And then the son says, "But I want something more." Makes a difference. A father has rachmonis on his son and will do for him even if he's mischate, even if he sins. Abba, and the son says to his father, "Tati, go and take me to the Beis Hamerechitz to go and give me a hot bath or a hot shower. And then when that's done, shetafani b'chpsoinin. Now go and rinse it off in cold water. And tenli egoizim, go and give me all types of nash." I guess they didn't have potato chips in those days. So he said, "Give me egoizim. Give me this types of nuts. Shkedim, almonds, afarsikim." Today they say afarsikim are peaches. But Rashi said in this week's Sedra, but lechois, there was pistachio, belaz, and then he says a farsikim. So it could be, it's a different type of nut, like a pistachio nut. Very moinim, and of course pomegranates. And he asks for all these demands, but Oisla and the father gives it to him. Well, lecha kosev voim, and about that it says in the pasuk about people like you, choni amagel, yismach avicha v'imecha v'sogi l'adetecha. They're so happy that they gave birth to such a wonderful young man by the name of choni amagel. And so therefore, there's nothing I can do against you because you're so beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever you ask, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives, even though you ask in such a way that if any one of us would try to replicate your actions, Chas v'Shalom, we'd be put in chayim. Tana Rabbanan, Ma Sholcha Bnei Lishkas HaGozel V'Nechoni HaMagel. Who are the Bnei Lishkas HaGozel? Rashi says at the very top, Sanhedrin. We have no choices here on this Amud, on the left hand margin, on the top Rashi, Lishkas HaGozel, these are Bnei Sanhedrin. They sent him a message. Ba'atigzer Oymer V'yokim Lach V'al Dirachecha Noi Ga'ar. The Gemara is going to bring now a series of 2, 3, 4 psukim, all one after the other, all in Eoiv Chav Beis. The first pasuk is Vatigzer Oymer V'yokim Lach, which means when you make a gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. Tzadik Goyze V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And on your drachim it shines a light. You make a gezeira down below. It's got to rain, whether you like it or not. Kodesh Baruch Hu fulfills whatever Choni HaMagel asks. Your door that until now was in dark, in the sense that because they didn't. They unfortunately committed so many aveiros. There was no rain. They are now in darkness. In the sense, as Rashi, meroif tzar, they're all suffering. Shleyoduk shamim. The normal rains that start Cheshvan and Kislev time didn't come until the end of Adar. So the door that was oifel, that was dark until this point, hey arta b'tfilasecha, you went and spread light. You illuminated. You enlightened with your tefillah. Because unfortunately they were in a shval hamatzif. So this is a new pasuk. Kishpila v'toymer gave. What does that mean? Dor shahoy shuffle, a door that until now was low because of their terrible feeling that there's no rain and everybody felt miserable. Kishpiloy. V'toymer gave higbatay b'tfilascha. Gave over here from loshon hagba, from lifting. You lifted with your tefillahs. And the pasuk continues on, right? In Iyah v'shach einayim yoshia. What does that mean? Dor sheshoch ba'avoinai, a door that felt subjugated and humbled because of their sins. You were able to be Moshiach, you were able to go and save them through your tefillah. The pasuk continues on, Yimalit I Noki. Yimalit is like we have Himalit al Nafshecha, al Tabar Acharecha, by the Malochim and Loit, and the Aishis Loit, and the children.
Refugee?
It means to flee. Himalit al Nafshecha, al Tabar Acharecha, means to flee. So Dorish Lo Yahya Noki, a door that unfortunately was not Noki because they had Averis, Malatit Tibet Filoscho, you were able to have them flee, to escape, to be saved, as a result of your tefillahs.
You see, the generation was not tzaddikim.
Okay.
Exactly. But please, don't argue over here. You know, we want to have only have ach v'shalom v'reis. Exactly. Good.
They're not so bad either because there was rain.
Good. Baruch Hashem. V'nimlat
shel Torah.
V'cham shel Torah. Yeah. V'nimlat v'bor karpecha. What does that mean? Malatatoi b'mas yadercha habirurim. Malatatoi, again, himolat means to go and flee, but also means to save yourself by fleeing. So you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, not you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you, Choyin HaMagal, you were able to save this door with mas yadercha habirurim, with your clear-cut, beautiful mas. In other words, it was a Yidat Tzadik. He was always upset about the following pasuk, and this is going to remind us of the famous story. We say this always before benching. And what does it say on Shabbos, on Yom Tov? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to return us after the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, and we were like dreaming. Now, as we all know, the time between the first base of Midrash and the second base of Midrash was a period of 70 years. And the Pasuk in Shir HaMaalos in Tehillim, it's as if David HaMelech is saying is that for that 70 year period until the Shiva Tzion, we were all dreaming. So Omar, so said Chani Magami, Ika Denayim Shivin Shanin, is it possible that a person should go and sleep for 70 years, b'chalma, with a dream? You can't go and sleep for 70 years. You can oversleep and miss davening, but you can't go and oversleep for 70 years and dream. One day, he was walking down the road. He saw a person that have a nota charuva that was planting a choruv tree. Choruv tree is a boxer tree. The carob tree. Where you eat those hard things that you break your teeth on Tu B'Shvat. Amalei, hi at Kamishonin Ton. Let me ask you, sir, you're planting this choruv tree. How long is it going to take until it has peiros emanating from this tree? Amalei, he says at Shivin Shonim, it can take as long as 70 years until fruit grows from the boxer tree, from the carob tree. Amalei, Pshitul Chodachai Shivin Shonim, you're planting it now. Are you certain that you're going to live for another 70 years, that you're wasting your time in planting trees that you're not going to have any benefit from? Amalei Haigabas, so the person answered him very, very smartly. And he says, Alma b'charuva ashkachte. When I was born, there were choruv trees already in existence. Who planted them? Not me. It's kihecha d'shasli abosi. Just like my father, my grandfather, and my previous generations, they grew the tree for future generations. So too, shasli nami libroi. I am now planting these trees for my children, my grandchildren, for future generations. Yosef, so now he, Choyne Magal, sat, kakorach riftan, he was eating bread, in other words, eating sandwiches or whatever, eating a meal. Osele shinsa, and he became sleepy, and nim, and he dozed off, and as he dozed, and he slept, ahadrele mishunisa. A mishunisa means a large boulder, large rock grew over him. Was the Rashi of mishunisa? In the left-hand side, in the middle of the Rashi, smack in the middle, ahadrele mishunisa, Olsus vivoisav shein sela, a form of a boulder grew over him and covered him over, like the next Rashi says, the ichsi me'ened inchi v'li ashkechu hasam. Ichsi me'ened inchi, back to the Gemara, ichsi me'ena, he was covered over from human eyes, v'nim, and he fell asleep, and how long do you think he slept for?
70 years.
70 years, how do you all guess? V'nim nim shiv mshonen, and he slept for 70 years. Finally, at the end of 70 years, he got up, he come, chazlu gavad dehav ekam nulakit minayim. He saw that there was a person that was collecting carobs from the carob tree, boxer from the boxer tree. Omelain, he said to him, Atahush Nishasle, are you the guy I spoke to yesterday that went and planted this tree? Omelain, no. Barbariano, I'm the grandson of that fellow. In other words, my grandfather, either he's long past or he's very old.
Retired.
And I'm the one that's now going and collecting the potatoes from this tree. Amalei, so then he said to himself, he put the two together. It was 70 years later, but he remembered the whole whole story. As soon as he got up, I slept for 70 years, and I see it's a grandson that is now picking the fruits off the tree. Chazal Chamor, he saw that his own Chamor, the Yalida Lei Ramchi Ramchi, that had given birth in the meantime to many, 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 many offspring. It had Einiklach and Ira Einiklach, who knows, this to this Chamor. Ozal Beisei, so now he, Choyne Magal, returns home. He remembered his address. Omlehu, Berei de Choyne Magal Mikayim. Are any of the children of Choyne Magal still alive? Omlehu, Berei less enough. There's no son anymore. Bar Berei Yisra, but he has an Einikl. Omlehu, so he said, great news! I'm the Zayda. Layim knew. Of course, nobody believed it. 70 years later, all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere. Ozal Bismedish, he went to the Bismedish, and in the Rabban, he heard the Rabban, the Ka'ami, that they were learning, and they were saying, the Hiran Shmaitzin, these Gemaras are so crystal clear, like it was in Chayne Magal's time, that when people learned, they didn't have to be mafalpul back and forth, going back and forth. Everything was crystal clear in the Gemara and Chazal, everything that they learned. Tchiyava Ayah, the base Madrasha, when Chayne Magal would enter into the Bismedish in the good old days, Kol Kusha Da'avidu L'Rabban, any question that they had, have a fire clue, he would immediately answer them, 1, 2, 3, no doubts, no questions, no ifs, buts, ands, hey. Amalahu, so he told the Rabbi, he said, I got good news for you, Anonil. I'm the Chayne Magal. Lehem knew, of course they didn't believe him. And they didn't give him the proper respect. A little respect, I'm sure they gave him, because he was an elderly Jew. But nevertheless, they gave him the respect of being the Gudul Hadar, the Tzadik Hadar, the Chayne Magal. Cholish Daiti, he felt bad, boy Rachmi, Umiz, unfortunately, he passed away. Why did he pass away? Amarovahim, the Amarinchi. That's a classic example of what people say, the popular expression, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Misusa. Either you have Chaverim, you have peers, you have people that you can talk to and be with, Oy Misusa, if not, life is not worth anything.
You sound what they said by Rabbi
Yochanan and Rabbi Sluckish.
Is this expression also?
I think you're referring to another Gemara. Rashi says that the Chavri Eoiv said about Eoiv said about his friends.
I don't know, but Metzia, it's not bringing it. It says Baba Basra and Shas Hashas.
I don't recall that by Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, but I may be wrong.
He was also very upset, though. He no longer had
Ayeka Ben Lakish, Ayeka Ben Lakish. But it's interesting that Choni Amagil, there were gozer on him, Nidui.
Uh-huh.
And in a way...
They were not gozer, they wanted
to. No. Not were you not the great Choni Amagil?
We would have been gozer.
So I was looking at Chumash, when it says that Shimon ben Shaddach, being a tzaddik himself, when someone's gozer al-tanai, a tzaddik is gozer al-tanai, it's mekuyim in a certain way. Mm-hmm. So this is a type of nidui that he was, as it were, excommunicated from his peers.
Okay.
And I'm just, it's, I mean, follows, the story follows right afterward.
You see the fertile mind of Barry at work?
Because it requires Hatara.
Understood.
Anyway, that's where we learn about the importance of who you surround yourself with?
That's another Gemara, that a person should always have a Shachan Toiv and not a Shachan Ra, because
very
good, last part of the
Sukkah.
Yeah. Anyway, so bottom line is, he passed away. You sometimes hear, even today, elderly people that reach the age of 95, 98, 100, whatever, and they said, what's life all about? I lost all my friends and all my peers, all my cousins, all my brothers, all my sisters, and nobody's left from my generation, so it's about time. And unfortunately, they're often Pesach Peh, and it doesn't take long, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes them away. But it's based on this type of concept. If you have no friends left, because they all passed on, then the life becomes a little bit less meaningful to those individuals. Anyway, continuing on. Abba Chilkiah bar Berei de Choni Amagel Abba. Abba Chilkiah was the grandson of Choni Amagel. He was bar Berei, the son of a son. When the world needed rain, in other words, there had been a shortage of rain, it was a drought. Hamashadi Rabban of the Gabay, in other words, he had the same koiches as his grandfather's Choni Amagel, and therefore they sent to him as well. Uboy Rachman, he would be in the spal of Mitra, and it would rain. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a somewhat lengthy but very fascinating story about what happened with Abba Chilkiah. Zimnechad, one time, Itzrich Alma Lamitra, they needed rain. Shad Rabban and Zugad Rabban Megaveh, they sent a pair of rabbis to him, to Ab Chilkiah, to be mispalel for rain, the Beboy Rachmi, to Nesi Mitra, that it should rain. Ozil Abesi went to his home, Vuliashkechu, and they didn't find him at home. In other words, they knocked on the door, nobody answered, he's not home. Ozil Medavis, they went out in the field, Vashkechu, they have a karofik, and they found that he was rafik. Rashi says, Rafik Bedabra Uyder Basada. Uyder means to hoe in the field. He was presumably pruning some of his trees or whatever. Yavali Shalma, and they greeted him and they said, Shalom Aleichem Abachilkia! Le'azbulu Ape. Le'azbulu Ape, Rashi said, Le'hechselem Ponav. Again, there's no toys here, so you see Rashi on the right hand side. That doesn't mean that he didn't respond at all. He didn't respond with a saver Ponav Yafis. Yeah, 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 morning. And he moved on. The Panya that night, Kiava Minkit Tzivi, when he was carrying back some wood home, presumably for firewood, for the stove, or for the fireplace. Dora Tzivi Umora Bechad Kaspa, Uglima Bechad Kaspa. He had with him three items. He had the Tzivi, he had the wood. He had a Mora, which was the hoe that was using until now. And a Glima, he had like an overcoat or a cloak of some sort. And normally you would have expected that he put the glima on his shoulder and put the tzivi and mora on top of that to act like an insulator to make it softer, a cushion for his shoulder. But he didn't do that. He put the tzivi and mora on one side, he put the glima on the other side. Kula orucha, he continued walking, and the entire way leisai mesani, he was not wearing his shoes. Kimata lamaya, when he had to go through a puddle of some sort, through a river, then he put his shoes on. Normally you would do it the other way around. Normally you'd wear your shoes when you're walking, and then when it comes to the water, you don't want the shoes to get waterlogged, then you take the shoes off. He did just the opposite. When he came to thorn bushes, the little lamana, he went and picked up his toga, he picked up his clothing, and didn't allow the Hizmi the Higgy, the thorns, to go and tear his clothing, but rather they tore into his skin. Again, that sounds very strange. Kimata Lamasa, when he finally came home from the field, Nafke de Bisu Le'ape, his wife came to greet him. Kimikashta, when she was adorned with all types of wonderful jewelry, as if they're going to a chasen or something. Kimata Lebeise, when they came to his home, Aldis de Bisu Bereshi first allowed his wife to enter first, Bahada Ayli, and then he followed suit after his wife, Bahada Ayli Rabbanan, and then afterwards the Rabbanan went in after him. Now, they're inside the home. Yosef HaKarach Rifti, he sat down and he started making a moitzi and he started eating a meal. He didn't say to these two Rabbanan, Su, Kruchu, sit down and join us for the meal. He did not do that. And then he took the bread, the loaf of bread, and he cut up slices for his children. And Likashisha, for the older one, he gave chod, he gave one slice. Ulezutra, and for the younger child, he gave tray, he gave two slices. Amlo the Debiso, and he said to his wife, Yedan the Rabbanim Shemitra Ka'asu, I think that the reason why the rabbis came to accompany us was not because they had nothing better to do, but because they wanted us to be mispalel for rain. You know what? Basically, let's not say anything. Let them continue sitting over there. We're going to go up quickly to the roof. And we're going to go mispal for rain. We'll listen. And it'll rain. And they won't know that the reason why we went up to the roof is to be mispal. They'll just see that 5 minutes later we came back to the table and it's raining. And so therefore they won't proclaim and say, oh, the reason is because of Abba Chilkiah and his wife, because they didn't even have a chance to ask him yet. Anyway, so they followed through with their plan. Sokol Igor, they went up to the roof. Come Ihu Bechod Zavisa. He stood on one end in one corner of the roof. Vihi Bechod Zavisa, and she stood in the other corner. And they were mispal, and guess what? It was successful. And Kodem Solik Anoni Mehach Zavisa de Debisu. And the anonym, the cloud, started coming first in the direction of the corner in which she was standing before the clouds came to the corner where he was standing, which symbolizes that her tefillah was l'chayra more potent than his. Kinochas, when they came down finally from the roof, and they came down back to the dining room, Amalahu, so now Abba Chilkiah acts as if nothing happened. He says, Amai Asarabban, rabbis, they see you're here. Why did you come? Omrulay, and they said back to him, Shadri le Rabbanan le Gabi Demar, the senior rabbis sent us, the junior rabbis, to you, that you should go and ask Rachmanis, that you should be mispal, that it should rain. So he said to them, I have good news for you. Baruch Hashem, you didn't need to come onto my tefillah. Look outside, look out the window. Baruch Hashem, it's raining. They said to him, Abba Chilkia, it was a good try, but it didn't work. We know the truth. The reason why it's raining is because of you. And therefore, we don't have to ask you anymore for be mispal for rain. You were already mispal and you were successful. But before we go home, do me a favor. Do us a favor. There were 5 or 10 different actions that occurred here at the top of the Amid. We want you to explain your actions. And they started asking question after question. How come we said to you, Shalom Aleichem, mar ape? You just kind of hesitatingly, reluctantly said, yeah, good morning, hello. And then you moved on. How come you didn't greet us with a safer pun in the office? Louis says, very simple. Schir yoim havoi. I don't own this field. I'm just a schir yoim. Schir yoim means that I am a worker, a sharecropper. So schir yoim doesn't sound like a full sharecropper. He probably only gets
day labor.
He gets a daily labor. Exactly. He's a day labor. Good. Ma'aminolei ifkan. I said, I cannot go and spend time with you because that will take away from the malacha. And after all, I got to be honest. I can't waste any of the time. I'm getting paid by the day, by the hour, by the minute, whatever. Any minute that I waste, that's wasted time. So you see how honest he was. Why did you go and put the wood on one side and the cloak on the other side and not use it as, Barry said, as a cushion? That glima that you're talking about, that was borrowed, begged. L'hachi shali, I only borrowed it for purposes of warmth, to wear and be warm, but not to use as a cushion for the wood, because the wood, by definition, little thorns and little splinters are going to get into that, and they might tear it and all that. I didn't make up for that, so I can't do that. Just to go and show you how erlich he was, the Gemara in Masechtes Malkis, Barry remembers this, but he doesn't want to say anything because he doesn't want to show off. But back on Daf Chov Dalid, the Gemara was going through the malos of various Tanoim and Amiroim, and it says Poil Tzedek Kegoin Abba Chilkio. Abba Chilkio was an Erlicha worker that he didn't want to waste a moment on from his master's time, because after all, he was getting paid by the day, by the hour, whatever, and therefore not a moment. And the same thing with Gabi, the clothing that he borrowed, he wanted to make sure that he only used it.
He'll never find his like again, I'll tell you that.
they say about Rav, who was the head of Ezra's Torah for many, many years, Rav Henkin, that's all. They said Rav Henkin, the people would come to Rav Henkin, and if they spent any time with him in talking and learning, Eitzes, this, that, and the other thing, every few minutes they would see, he would take out from his pocket, he would take out a little machberes, a little notebook, he would make a little notation, he would put it back in. So somebody finally had the gall and the azus to ask him, Rabbi Henkin, what are you doing? What are you always doing? Initially he didn't want to say, but then afterwards he said that each time that it takes more than 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, he makes a notation in the machberes that he should go and take less money from Ezra's Torah. Ezra's Torah pays him per hour a dollar, whatever it was in those days. Therefore, if he spent 10 minutes with someone, he would take off 1/6, and he would make a notation in his machberes how much time it took, and he would take less. Ultimately, the amount that he took from Ezra's Torah was so minimal that he could hardly exist. So after 10, 20, 30 years, the board of directors said, Rav Henkin, you have to take a larger salary, otherwise we won't continue working. You can't do it. So he said, no, the Aniyim and Eretz Yisrael need it much more than I do. I can't go and take it. No, we force you. You have to. Anyway, a year later, they go to the accountant. The accountant says, hey, there's extra money in the Pushkar. I don't know where this money came from. And based on turned out that he never took the salary raise. He continued taking the old salary of yesteryear, even though the board of directors said, you have to, etc. He didn't take it. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says now, Om Lutal Shulaisa. First, very wide line. How come you didn't wear shoes until you came to the water? You put on the shoes and you went to the water. She said, very simple. the whole path that I was walking, I looked at the path to make sure that there were no stones, there were no pebbles, there were no
sharp objects,
there were no thorns and thistles. But my liquor cause I can't see what's going on in the water. That's I have to go and protect my feet. How come when you came to the thorn bushes to lean on the money, we would think you'd leave the toga down so not to damage your feet? The feet are going to heal. You're going to get a few scratches here and there. It's going to heal. However, the toga is not going to heal. If it gets torn, it gets torn. My time, why when you came to your town back home, how come your wife came out adorned with jewelry? As long as I was in the field, there were no women around. But now that I'm coming back to city life, so to speak, there might be other women, so that my eyes should not have the temptation to look at other women. My wife came out so beautifully dressed and adorned, so I'd only have taiva to look at her.
It's unusual that she should be suspicious. Her husband's going to start gazing at other women.
Not that she was suspicious. She was a tzidkanish, and she knew her husband was a tzaddik. Therefore, she wanted to go and afford him the maximum shmira possible. After all, there's a yitzhar out there, and the yitzhar affects everybody. Ain't tzaddik bars, she has tribal yachter. So she wanted that to be a shmira for her husband, that he would only be enticed and provoked to look at her and not have any incentive to look at anybody else. My time, Ailehi Beresha. How come when we finally came home, you had her go first? Mahada Ailmar Abasra, and then you went first, and then you went second. Mahada Ailin Anon, and then you let us go third. What's that? We're guests. And women shouldn't go in front of the men, right? Menoycha Chayishtoy. Amalu Mishum Lebit Kisuli. I don't know who you guys are. You know, you look like nice fellas, but I never met you before. I'm not going to let you go in before my wife or after my wife. I got to protect my wife. So therefore, I was protective. My time Miki Korach Marifuli Amalon Isu Kruchu. How come when you started the meal, you didn't invite us to go and participate in the meal together with you? It's very simple. Mishum Lebit Kisuli. I didn't have enough food to share with you guys. And I didn't want to go and invite you to go and sit down and join me. You presumably would have perceived immediately that there is not enough food, and you would have said, oh, no, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you. We didn't come here for lunch. We have our sandwiches and our knapsacks. Don't worry. It's fine. It's good. So we didn't want you to be machzik toiva, to be thankful, to have gratitude to me for naught, because it's impossible for me to serve you because there's no food. You have different ages of children, and the older child you gave only one slice of bread, and to the younger child you gave two slices of bread. It should be the other way around. The older one needs more because the build and the structure of the kid, he needs more and more food. The older one sits at home and therefore presumably has a chance to eat from time to time. However, the younger one is in the basic Knesset the whole time in Cheder. In Cheder, they didn't give out any food, and therefore he didn't have any food. He comes home now after 6 hours or 8 hours, whatever, in Yeshiva, didn't have anything, so therefore he's hungry. I have to give him a larger amount. Well, my time at Kodam Solik Anoni Mehachs Visa the Havas Kaima de Bisu Demar Tle Anona Dide. What's the reason why when you were successful in your tfilis, the Anonim, meaning that the clouds first emerged on the horizon on your wife's side before on your side? He said, Mishum the Itza Shchicha Bebesa, the Havar Riftali Anya. Because my wife is always at home, so when Aniyim come and knock on the door and they say, we are poor and we need to eat, she doesn't give them money and say, okay, go to the grocery. She gives them a piece of bread, because after all, she's in the kitchen. She just baked bread or whatever, and she gives them the food. And she's makarva noah to these poor guys. But I know you hit the Zuzah. I don't go around with a loaf of bread with me, so if they come to me, I give them money. Therefore, their hanoah is more distant. It's not as instantaneous as my wife. So therefore, she gets more schar. Inami, or another reason. And now the Gemara is quoting from another Gemara, where the Gemara says, Inami, and the Gemara, it's in the beginning of Brachas and Dafyud, Inami hanoah bar yoini to have a bishivusan. There were a bunch of lady geyers, as a bandits, as a shkutzim, that were in our community, in our neighborhood. Hanoah boy rachmi lemusa. They were only troublemakers, and I asked the Kodesh Baruch, what do you need these guys for? You know, take them away, who needs them? And she was mispalel that they should do tshuva. Vahadru, and in fact they did tshuva. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is telling us. That's why she has more schar than I do, because she was mispalel. what the Gemara say, Atikri choytim lechatoim, that the person should be mispalled, that the sin should go away, not that the sinner should go away. Oh, itam lechatoim in art, lechoytim, shkoyach. Roshom, einam, or nafshim aluka, the borch and nafshim, we had today. Itam lechatoim.
How do they know that the clouds came to her first? If they went to the roof surreptitiously,
they apparently, they saw that they left, so they went out the front door or the back door, and they looked up.
The next door, okay.
They shouldn't hear us, they shouldn't see that we're watching them, but they saw them surreptitiously. Okay, so that's the end of this story, and now we come on to a new story. And that was Abba Chilkiah, who was the son of Chanya Magal. Now he had a cousin, Hanan HaNechba, who was Bar Brat in Chanya Magal, also a grandchild, but the son of a daughter of Chanya Magal. How did he get this funny name, Chanan HaNechba? Nechba means that he was in hiding. So Rashi on the top, on the left-hand margin, brings two pshatim. First, Rashi says, we're not going to show you Mechba B'Sekise. We're not going to say that he would go and hide in the bathroom. I ki have a boy Rachmi, Amaya, but rather when they would go and ask for Rachmanis and whatever, when they spalled for rain, when a person, just like we had before, that they sent a group of Rabbanon first to Chanya Magal and then to Abba Chilkiah to come and spalled for rain, when they had not rained for a while and he sensed that people were going to come to him, he would go and hide somewhere so that you shouldn't find him because he was so mad as such an honor. They were saying that what a tsnua he was, that when he went to the Beskise, he covered himself to the nth degree so that his erva should not be revealed. So therefore, getting back to the Gemara, Chanan Nechba means that either he hid when people would seek him out to mispal for rain because of his humility, or Chanan Nechba, he was a tremendous tsnua, then the bathrooms he covered himself from head to toe. So he was a grandson of Chanya Magal. It's ki itzrach alma lemitro, when people needed rain, having shad rabbanon yinuki debei rav degabei. They would go and send youngsters to him to ask him to mispal for rain. Now, why did they send youngsters? Because they wanted to be ma'oy rachman. The naktile bishipuli glime. They would go over to him and hold on to the bottom of his coat, the bottom of his toga. Va'omrulein, they said to him, Abba, Abba, tata, tata, havlan mitra, go and give rain. Of course, these are small children. They don't understand. And they're saying to the Chanan HaNechba, go and give us rain. Omar, so now he, Chanan HaNechba, cried out to Hashem, with Nekadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shelem, Asei Bishvil Eilu, go and bring rain for these little kids. They don't have maturity to understand the difference between the father that can give matar, meaning your Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the father that they call me, that I cannot give matar because I'm just a bus of a dump. Again, like Rashi said, that's why Rashi says, initially we're not going to this machmi besekisei, but after he said, yeah, you're, if you do have that gear, so like we have, it's referring to his sneers. Right, only the Zerika of Safra. Tochazib ma ben tekifi de Eretz Yisrael lechasidei de Bavel. They talk about the Talmid Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael being takifim, being tough, and those that are in Bavel, they call them chasidim, easygoing types of chasidim. So Gemara explains, what's the difference between the two? Chasidei de Bavel, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. Rav Huna, Rav Chisda were the chasidei de Bavel. Remember we had a couple of days ago about Rav Huna Tzidkis that Gemara was enumerating many of his masim toivim. Anyway, so Rav Huna Rav Chizda were Talmud Chover, right?
He was originally the Rebbe. Fight for him, talk for years.
Yeah, Mitzvah, we'll see that in the second parak Mitzvah. Anyway, so Rav Huna Rav Chizda came to Mitzvah, Alma Lemitzvah, when the Oilam needed water, they needed rain, Amri, then they too, Rav Huna Rav Chizda would say, Nichnef Adadi, let's get together, V'niboy Rachmi, and be mispal that it should rain. Maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu will go and listen to our tefillahs, and it's going to start raining. Now, Rashi says about this two things. Number one, the fact that they said Nichnef Hadodi v'Niboy Rachmi, they did that in public. They didn't go and hide in the bushes like we had Chanan Nechba. They said in public, let's get together, make a yon tefillah, and let's go. So therefore, that was one thing. Another thing is that they said, let's do it together, meaning that each on their own might not have had enough schusim, but together we can do it. If you look at Rashi towards the top, fourth line, left-hand margin, of Huna Rav Chizda, Chassidei de Bavel, Mefarsim, and Sadovar, they would go and proclaim and let people know, the boys said, we got to get together to daven, because they said, Nech Mefadari, let's all get together. Vishalei Yisrael Tznun, they would agree to Tzniyos, V'lei Medin, Shebo HaMata Mishvila. They didn't want people to know that it's raining because of them, and we're going to see that in the next shtickle, Rabbi Yoyna. Ta, lechlef adodi. So we already said one pshat is because of the pirsum that they got together. But al mishum chad minay liyosamit, because one of them alone, mutter would not have fallen. It's only the combination of the two. Let's get together.
Especially if they got together, they were fighting. So there's the achdus.
Exactly.
That was later on, though.
Exactly. The fighting was later.
Yeah, an incident where
it was later on. Anyways, so getting back to Argumar. So these are the chassidim, the bottom. Now let's talk about the kivud de'ardis, right? One single individual, Rabbi Yonavud, Rabbi Mani, the father of Mani, we're going to have Rabbi Mani shortly again. When they needed rain, have Ayla Beis, he would go into his house, the Amalahu, and he would tell the people in his household, Havuli Goalki. Rashi says Goalki is a form of a sack. The Ezel V'Aisali Bezuza Ibur, I'm going to go to the store, I'm going to go to the farm, to the shuk, to go and pick up Ibura. Ibura means grain. Bezuz. Rashi says that was quite expensive. And therefore, give me my sack, I'm going to take along my wallet, I'm going to give a zuz, I'm going to be able to fill up the sack with grain. Kevinofik Lebron, when he went outside, you know where he went? He didn't go to the shuk to go and buy Ibura. Rather, Oz Lekoi Biduchta Mikta, he went to a deep place, in other words, a place where it was like a valley, so nobody would see him. And there, even there in that valley, he would go and hide in some sort of alcove or whatever. He would put on sackcloth. They would be mispal v'asamitra. And Baruch Hashem, it started raining. This is Rabbi Yonis Koyach that it started raining on his own. When he came home, they said to him, Aisi Mari Bura, Tati, the master of the household, did you bring back the grain that you said you were going to bring? That's why you took your goalki, you took your sack. And he said to them, no, Amina, I thought to myself, as I was going to the market, it started raining. I said to myself, now there's going to be a greater supply of grain in the world, and therefore the prices are going to go down. Why should I go and pay a zuz for the iburas? I figured, let's wait for another few days, and by that time, there'll be a price reduction, deflation, I'll be able to get more grain for the money. So that's the end of the story. So what is the Gemara trying to point out? The Gemara is trying to point out that those two so-called chassidim de bavel, so-called in the sense, you would think about them, they do everything with tznius, etc. No, they were the one that mefaris the milzah. And each one on his own didn't have enough schusim that it should rain. The takifli there is Israel, that we think about it being those toughians, ruffians of Eretz Israel. They did everything but sneers. This Rabbi Yoina didn't even want the people of his household to know that he is being mispal for rain. Not only didn't he proclaim it, make a yom tefillah, even the people of his household, he tried to deceive them by taking along this empty sack and said, I'm going to go and fill it up with grain, I'm going to come back. And really what he went to do was to go and mispal, and it's only one alone. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is trying to tell us when Reb Zrika said to Reb Safra, see the difference between those so-called difficult toughies of Eretz Yisrael and the easygoing chassidim of Bata.
So how does the Gemara know that Rav Yonah did this? I mean, if it's, he did it with sneers in secrecy.
There was a closed circuit television around them, and that's what they played it. So Rav Yonah have also basically
said the rain.
Oh, so sorry. Mesura Mani Berei. Now we spoke about before that Rabbi Yoina was the father of Ramani, so now we're going to talk about Ramani. Ramani, the son of Rabbi Yoina, have a commentary to make the seer. The Beis HaNasi from time to time would be Mitzayim. They would give him a hard time. And Ishtatech al-Kim Davu, and he went to the cave of his father, Umalei, Abba, Abba, Hani Mitzarali, the Beis HaMalchus, the Beis HaNasi, is only giving me tzaris. Doesn't say what type of tzaris, they're giving me all types of pains. Yoim Achad, one day, have a Kachalfi Hasam, these officers of the Beis HaNasi, they were traveling through the cemetery for some reason, and Imkut Kara Disus Vasayu, had the Kabilu Alay, Gagam Mitzarali. There, the hooves of the feet of the Susim, of the horses, got stuck as if cemented in place, and they realized, how come the horses are not moving? They can't, and they can't pick up their legs. And then they saw right next to it, Poi Nikbar Rav Yoina, the father of Ramani. Oh, it's because we give trouble to Ramani. And the Kiba Layu, that they were makabal on themselves, like Matarile, that they're no longer going to cause them tzar. And guess what happened? Of course, the hooves got freed, and they were able to walk on front and travel for them. He came in front of Yisrael Yashiv, Amalei, and he said, Asiru bechomikam etzarli, the rich ones of my shver's home, in other words, my wife's parents and home, they're causing me tzaris. Omar, he said, no, The reason why they're quoting the Torah is because they're great Ashirim, and they want you also to go into business and to become Ashirim just like them. Liano, let them become poor. Guess what? Viano and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv's tefillah that they let me go was in Miskai. Amakam Dachkili. Now it's the other way around. Because of the fact that they happen to be poor, now they're saying, I should help them out with support. So said Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, that's the case, Eliashiv. Now let them become rich again. Viashiv, they became rich. Amar, the Mekabli Olai Inchibesi. My wife is not Niskabala. In other words, I don't particularly. She doesn't find favor in my eyes because unfortunately she's ugly. So every time I come home and I look at her and I say, oh, yeah, yeah, what did I get involved in? I married this ugly woman. Amalei, so then Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said to him, Mashmo, what's her name? Chana. Tisiapi Chana. Chana should become pretty. Vinisiapis, and she became pretty. And guess what happens? Amalei, he comes back a while later. Kamigandra Alai. Now she is trying to be superior to me. She's,
She's running over me. Lording it over me.
Okay, lording over me. Well, that's the English was it? Megandralai. She's taking control over me.
Overbearing.
She's overbearing. That's the word. She's overbearing. Not Chasson. The Barry's word wasn't good. Ultra lording. Both of them were. Anyway, the problem was that he was suffering from his wife. Amalei said, if that's the case, he tachzichana lishichurisa, let her return back to her ugliness. And she became ugly once again. So therefore, he no longer had to suffer from her overbearing. He only had to suffer from her ugliness. There were two talmidim before Yashiv. We saw from the previous Gemara how your tefillahs are accepted by the Rabbi Yishlam instantaneously. A person becomes rich, becomes poor, becomes ugly, becomes handsome, becomes gorgeous. So please go and ask Rav that we should become much smarter and understand your shir better and chop it quicker and etc. I had this power at one time, and I sent it away. And therefore, unfortunately, my tefillahs are no longer in the scope of the way they were until now, and therefore, sorry, I cannot help you. But Amir Hashem, if and when, if we need to be mispal, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us, and he have Rachmanis on us and take us out of this Vitra Gulis, and hopefully already by today or by tomorrow, Zeis Chanukah, we should be able to go and celebrate the lighting of the Menorah in the base of Mikdash itself. Have a wonderful day. Bracha Vatzlach.